3 months, 30 years ago. And if we will develop your oil, we will loan you these massive amounts of money right out of the United States. But in return for that, you have to put the money, the extra money, because they would not take interest, you see, religiously. So they put their money in, and at that time it was focused into Chase Manhattan Bank.
Uh-huh.
And that Chase Manhattan Bank is Mr. Rockefeller.
Right.
That is the Rockefeller Bank. Now, they created holding companies to hold this money. And they created those holding companies so that they would go bankrupt. And when it came time for you to give the money back, or for the Saudi Arabians to go ahead and pay off their debt, there wouldn't be any money. Sorry, Mr. Camel Rider, we kind of blew it. And your money's all gone. So what is intended with the banking community is that there be no more than 5 banks. And you will note around your nation right now, as SNLs and banks begin to go under, they are illegally. Remember, your Federal Reserve is a private bank. It is not a federal, it has nothing to do with federal. And Federal Reserve notes are pieces of paper that are acted on by this Federal Reserve Bank, not your government. Please understand that. Also, what was backed by gold in Fort Knox is not. Your gold was shipped out decades ago. Most of it is now in Switzerland. It was shipped out right through Annapolis, through the Naval Intelligence Operation, which act as a perfunctory link with British intelligence. But at any rate, during that period of time, much gold was being shipped in every direction. Now, it was illegal for a citizen to sell gold, especially gold bullion. And yet, a undercover secret agreement was made to let, of all people, Lady Bird Johnson sell gold in Mexico, right out of your coffers at Fort Knox, your reserves. If you went into Fort Knox right now, you would find nothing. Oh, you would find things. I'm sorry. But you would not find gold.
Okay, we've got a couple callers on the line.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Okay. Let's go here to Wes. Wes, thanks for holding on so long.
Hi. How you doing, Commander?
Very well. Thank you.
How much does the government know about extraterrestrials that they are not telling us?
Absolutely everything. Absolutely everything. I personally have met with George Bush at Camp David. Absolutely everything.
You think under a presidency like Bill Clinton, do you think it'd be more, less secretive?
No.
No.
Although they're getting ready to spring, as I said on the radio just a minute ago, they're getting ready to spring aliens on you to unify you militarily. No, they know all about us. In fact, as far back, actually, as 1987, in October, you were launching missiles at us from Vandenberg Air Force Base. And
have you ever come down here and abducted people?
No, we don't. We're not in the abduction business. Most of that is coming right off of your own place. This is something you don't understand. You have had flying discs since Hitler. Now, this is a very, very long story to go into, but there have been flying discs with alien technology since your Second World War. Most of those Nazi scientists were brought into your country. Some were taken to Russia. You have an entire network in San Luis Obispo County in California, structured from that influx of German scientists. You have incredible technology on your place. You have stealth. You have the ability to time travel Please hear me. This is so far out that I know it's difficult.
I've heard of this.
Your motion pictures are tame compared to what you literally can do. And the Soviet Union can do more than you can do. What you thought was your SDI, your Star Wars, that slipped out, you see, from Reagan. Let's call it Star Wars. That's exactly what it was for. That and the banking system, under the guise of spending these billions of dollars to put a defense system in that would interact with missiles, that's not what happened. The bankers put up the massive computerized system to tag every man, woman, and child on this planet. And Mr. Bush stood there and told you once, not 3 months ago, about this plan and keeping the population of your planet at no more than 550 million people. You see, planet Earth can hold in balance, 500 million persons, and you have well over 6 billion. You have, literally, because you're not told this either, you have almost 7 billion. So the point of AIDS, the point of plagues, the point of even the homosexual element being introduced for that kind of behavior, and I'm not speaking in prejudiced terms. Love is one thing, behavior is another. I do not speak of the feelings, I speak of the behavior. This was orchestrated. This has been orchestrated to pull down you as a whole of society. And it has nothing to do with preferences. This is just what has happened. And through this New World Order, etc., they plan to depopulate your planet. It's that simple. And your president stood right there on the microphone and told all of you. And it doesn't even bother to get 2 days mentioned in your papers. Not even 1 day, really. It was mentioned, he said it, it was referred to later, and you never saw it again on the air anywhere.
Wes, listen off the air, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. We have, what I call a problem in today's society is that we are bound up with conspiracies.
Oh, absolutely.
I think they give us little tidbits of information and things just to keep our minds off of what is really going on.
Oh, absolutely. If you could have witnessed Los Angeles this very day, Los Angeles sits over there ready to be sucked under, to literally pulverize through liquefaction the entire coastal area. And you had two of the largest earthquakes that California's ever had this day. It did not even interfere with the afternoon ball game. People were as dense and as bored and as nonchalant, what the hell attitude. These are the tests they're running on you. They can now control massively the populations. The riots in Los Angeles were nothing but a run-through to allow the government to call in emergency regulations. Everybody applauded when they federalized, can you believe this, federalized the California National Guard to come into, well, this all goes along with your FEMA.
Save us.
And so, happy day. And then they were able to send in federal troops. They were even more welcome.
I heard a scenario of some firefighters that had stopped to put out a fire, and when they got out of their fire engine, a limousine pulled up in front of them, and four guys with fully automatic machine guns jumped out and told them that they couldn't put out this fire.
Yes, sir.
And they went and ran to the back of their engine, and somebody called them to come into their house, and they went and barricaded themselves in the house for over 5 hours.
Yes.
Because these people had coerced them into not putting out the fire. And I don't know too many people who have access to automatic weapons of that sort. So it leads me to believe that there was actually some government intervention.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was a structured, set-up affair to see what the populace would take, what you would do about it, and you just responded like beautiful little sheep.
Let's go to another caller.
Very good.
Rick, welcome to KTOP Radio.
Yeah.
Have a question for Commander Hedgehog?
Yeah, I do.
Please.
I heard her earlier. She said that, what about when the world's going to be 3 days of darkness?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering when that was going to take place again.
Well, the Australian scientists have done the most work on this photon belt. Now, you're going to go through this at some time. But the projection from the Australian group of scientists, and it has been tried to squelch this. And yet, I have confirmation, so I'll get to that in just a minute, because you've already asked a question. And I never give dates. That is the most stupid of all things. And therefore, when you have ones claiming to have knowledge and are coming from the other side, etc., as long as there is a possibility of any impact and any change in that, it's very stupid to give a date. Because that is like being a fortune teller that says a Ford truck is going to kill you on Thursday. If you believe that, you're going to even wait until a Ford comes. A Chevrolet won't do. And to say that you're going to enter this null time on the 25th of July is what was given, without even giving you a day or so. But I can give you all sorts of reasons that this could happen, and I'll get to that in a minute. What happens is that you enter into a period, you just move into it like a fog bank, really, where you will be having electrons, positive and negative, if you will. I'm really simplifying it, please. These will become neutral or null. And what they do is become light particle or photon. And there is this period of time during the null belt or the entry belt where this electronic bombardment is changing frequency into light particles. And if the world swings in at one time, you can expect darkness first. If it swings in at another time, in another setting, you can expect the same number of days of light that will appear to be like a forest fire burning. The sky will be that kind of a color. But what you are dealing with is what they are telling you about ozone holes. Now, think back, please, with me, while I point out to you what they say about this. These rays coming in are very damaging, causing skin cancers. Well, number one, you are being slowly radiated to death, period. You've got so much junk in the air that by 1993, that particulate is going to be falling out even more on you once. But what they are telling you now is that this intense new ray, they will tell you it is a new ray that they don't really understand because the blockout lotions won't block it out. And it comes in at even a different frequency than the ultraviolet. So you're moving into an invisible shield, number one, that they can pick up with their sensors and they won't tell you the truth about it. And these beams or these rays that are hitting you are these photon rays. And it would be so simple just to tell everybody, hey, that's what's happening. You're getting close to that belt, and you're getting slop over. And after you get into that belt, you're going to begin to have more protection. Because until you adjust your physical features, these can be damaging to you over a period of time. They are X-rays, and like any kind of radiation, in built-up amounts can cause damage and mutation of your cellular structure. So I don't know where they start telling you either. Do we go back and tell you that since Hoover or since George Washington, we've lied to you? Your United States of America is now divided into 10 districts, and they have a new state constitution. They are trying to get you to call a constitutional convention so they can throw out what you have, which already, through executive order, has given the entire power of your government for war, for emergencies, for anything that you can name, into the hands of George Bush.
That's not good.
No, it's very bad. And he knows it. And when he tells you, when he stands there and tells you, I know what my constitutional rights are, he means it. And if you think you're going to come to an election where he's going to be ousted, sir, think again. You will be up to your eyeballs. Your banks will be closed. You'll be at war.
Yeah.
He could, in 5 minutes, in fact, this very day, with these earthquakes, they called in what they call emergency services. That is nothing but the preliminary name before they changed it to FEMA. And they brought that together this day in Los Angeles so that they could immediately call in help if they needed it and if the big one happened. So in a sense, you are in emergency regulations right in Los Angeles this evening. And tomorrow they could close the banks, they could have the big one, they could do all sorts of things. But ones exiting Los Angeles today were all stopped and checked by the police and told not to go on this road, this road, this road, and this road. They were checking all people coming out of Los Angeles.
Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
If any of you are interested in the journal, The Phoenix Liberator, it's available from American West Publishers here in Carson City, Nevada. And you can call 1-800-729-4131 to order your Phoenix Liberator and find out some revealing truth about what is actually going on not only in our own nation, but around our globe. And there's some very interesting articles in the Phoenix Liberator that you might be interested in feasting your eyes upon.
The more important information, I believe, this paper is what we're putting out because there are a lot of ones now who understand exactly what we're talking about, and this is the way to get caught up. But there are, I don't know, I'd have to check with my people here, but I think there are probably nearly 60 what we call journals that would essentially be approximately 200 pages in book form. We call it journals or log. They're called the Phoenix Journals, but there are logs, and we take various and sundry subjects, and we give you through the Pleiades connection, for instance, which, by the way, your government, through other ones, are going to ban after the 27th of this month.
Oh.
I don't know how many copies there are, but you might want to look into it. There are nine of the journals that they fully intend to impound. And these basically deal with your spiritual aspect.
Wow.
So they're going to pick the ones that would literally do mankind the most valued good. I just thought I would mention that when you talk about...
Thank you very much. That number is 1-800-729-4131. We have Edith, Dave, and Sean on the lines. No lines available here. We've only got about 2 minutes left. So Sean, I'm gonna bring you on, Sean, and then I'm gonna let you, and then I'll put you back on hold.
Can I express myself in just 2 minutes?
Yeah, just quickly, and then we'll bring you back on.
It's gonna be very hard to do, but I'm wondering if she's with the Rosecrans. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation, but with Madame Blavatsky.
No, she's not.
That's a good answer, but I have much more to say.
Okay.
Well, you work it out.
Because we've only got a minute and a half here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Hold on, John.
Okay, we've got one line available. Well, actually, two lines. One is Salt Lake, 570-5855, and a Weber North Davis line at 670-5855. And Edith and Dave and the rest of you on the lines, please hold on, and we'll get to you after NBC News, which is coming up in just about a minute here. And again, we want to thank Dharma for our link to Commander Hatton, who is on the Phoenix Liberator, and also want to thank Mr. Ecker, who I spoke to previously and was able to get us connected up here. You're listening to KTKK AM 630, The Voice of Utah, and it's about 30 seconds before the top of the hour here. Commander Hatton, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll be with you in about 40 seconds. Okay?
Very good, very good. Okay. Whatever you need to do.
Hold on now, and we'll put that line on hold. You're listening to KTKK AM 630, Sandy Salt Lake, Ogden, Provo. Currently 74 degrees outside the West Valley Studios. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I can hardly hear you.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Boy, some of this is really scary.
Well.
And as you said, some of this could, scare our political parties enough that they could throw some heat our way. But we're used to taking heat. We are actually under siege right now from the state of Utah. The state of Utah is trying to seize the station because of our responsibility to the First Amendment and free speech. And they're trying to hold us, they're trying to get us in other ways. They're trying to hold us accountable for an advertiser that we had that was advertising some things on K-Talk Radio, and they didn't uphold their part of the bargain. So we ended up getting in the crossfire, and now we're in litigation and going to court over this. And if we lose, we could actually lose the station. And
well,
this is one thing that many people don't know about either, is the fact that there is a few congressmen that are for putting a clamp on talk radio across the United States.
Oh, absolutely. And they're trying to get rid of all your public broadcasting.
Yes.
Also.
Because we give out too much information.
You are the only voice that the people have anymore, period. Everything else is controlled. CNN is the worst, the most tightly controlled. Every bit of information is monitored according to what they want you to hear.
Hmm.
Right out of the Gulf War, everything about it. And you must know, being in the position that you are, that these things that I say are true. I'm not, my point is not to frighten, but if you are not informed, you are helpless. The truth is the only thing that you're going to have as a tool. And there are a lot more out there than you know who are working at this. And yes, they shoot at my own spine. And just this very day, the publisher has absolutely moved physically and is located in Nevada. But just for your information, they are also starting a group of ones who have been fired from their stations all over, from Arizona to anywhere, you name it, for speaking out. And that is not for having Commander Hatton on, but for speaking out against the cartel that is absolutely oozing over your world. And I believe that Mr. Green will be starting a regular radio program on someone else's program. And eventually they plan to take several stations. We plan to, I loop myself in it because I participate, but they plan to have a whole network before they're done. They can more easily start in Nevada. The restrictions are a lot less.
We even, there was some rumors, I've only been at the station about a year and something, and there was some rumors that one of the people here at the station was all of a sudden he just disappeared because he was talking about things that he shouldn't have been talking about.
Well, you see, once again, this is your government. This is not, these abductions are not, these are set up.
To break this off, we've got 30 seconds before we go back.
Very good.
Okay.
Homosexuals marched in several cities Sunday, part of an annual gay pride celebration. More than 300,000 took part in San Francisco. More than 40,000 marched down New York's Fifth Avenue. The prosecutor says one or both suspects in the kidnapping of Exxon executive Sidney Rissow could be charged Monday. There are former Exxon security officer Arthur Steele and his wife. Rissow's body was found in New Jersey Sunday. The cause of death has not been confirmed. Rissow's wife had gotten ransom demands. I'm Camille Bohannon, NBC Radio News.